You're listening to SBS News.
8 Australians are vying for golfing glory in Scotland at the 147th staging of the British Open Golf Tournament this weekend. They will face competition from the world's best, including last year's champion, Jordan Spieth of the United States. The 23-year-old Spieth admits returning the famous claret jug, awarded to the winner of golf's oldest major prize, wasn't easy to do on the eve of the event.
It wasn't an enjoyable experience that you guys had me do there, but it's done. Yeah, so hopefully only out of my possession for a week, which would be ideal, but the traditions of the Open are very special, even if you're on the wrong end of that one.
The current rankings suggest Jason Day, Mark Leishman and Cameron Smith are the leading Australian hopes. The last Australian to win the British Open was Greg Norman back in 1993. Meanwhile, Super Rugby is into its finals. Last weekend, the New South Wales Waratahs lost to the Brumbies, meaning even if they beat the Highlanders in Sydney on Saturday night, they'll face a semi-final and final away from home if they get that far. Waratahs captain Michael Hooper says he doesn't want to look that far ahead, preferring to stay focused on the dangers posed by the Highlanders' attack.
They're so capable of putting points on the scoreboard. I don't think they worry too much about, you know, what they leak in, because they know their ability. I mean, with guys like Ben Smith at the back, their ability to put points on is so great. When you get to this point in the year, it's just your rugby versus theirs.
In the AFL, proposed rule changes to encourage more goals from next season have met with a mixed response from players and coaches alike. While everyone wants high-scoring games, some coaches like Richmond's Damien Hardwick have sounded a note of caution. Hardwick says he believes the move could lead to an increase in one-sided games.
We value as coaches three facets of the game: offence, defence and contest. And if we want to establish one phase over more than the others, the better sides are going to get better. We're at round 18 and there's a lot of sides vying for top four and top eight spots. So we've got to be careful which way we go.
Top of the table, Richmond takes on St Kilda on Friday night. The big match in the NRL this weekend has the ladder-leading South Sydney Rabbitohs travelling to play the West's Tigers on Saturday afternoon. In Super Netball, the Adelaide Thunderbirds are out of finals contention, but the Collingwood Magpies and New South Wales Swifts will be trying to seal a top four berth. Collingwood defender Sharni Layton will be retiring from the sport at the end of the season. The decorated 30-year-old has won the World Cup twice with Australia, but has also suffered from mental health issues in recent times. She almost quit the sport last year and took 6 months off to overcome her challenges. Layton says her experience is nothing out of the ordinary, though.
Everyone goes through this at some point in time. We just don't realise it or acknowledge it without the support, without professional support. But I am very proud that I have been able to get back out there on court, because to be able to perform under pressure after having gone through something like that is something that is extremely difficult, and I couldn't have done it without the support around me.
Collingwood plays the Swifts on Saturday, and the West Coast Fever and Queensland Firebirds will do the same. Also meeting on Saturday are the Melbourne Vixens and the Giants. On Sunday, the Adelaide Thunderbirds and the reigning champion Sunshine Coast Lightning play. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.